The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Avodah Zarah of Samach Hei. The Gemara on Samach Hei of Abayis brings a ma'isa, brings a story. Ahu kri dechiti, there was a pile of wheat, the nafal lechavis of Yain Nesach, the barrel of Yain Nesach fell on it, or actually spilled on it, and the wine got into the wheat. Now the Yain Nesach is also for Yisrael to drink, for Yisrael to have hanah, to derive pleasure from. But the chitim, the wheat, is intrinsically mutter. The Shai Rav is buni lo evichom. Rav said that he could sell the wheat to a guy, he'll pay you the value of the wheat. And this way, the yid will not be having any hanah from the Yain Nesach, will not be drinking it, eating it, or having any pleasure from it. And he'll be able to get his money for the wheat that he sold to the guy. Ace the rabbi by Levi the Rav. Rabbi by Levi asked the Rav, a beggar, over the kalayim, malachas, if you have a beggar, he has some shatnas, isn't it? You're not allowed to sell it to a guy. And the reason why you can't sell it to a guy, the Gemara explains, we're afraid that guy might turn around one day and sell it to a yid. And the yid will be wearing this beggar, this garment, this article of clothing, to have shatnas in it, to have shatnas of tzemer and pishtim together. So, the same way over here, the halacha is by shatnas, that the beggar which has a little bit of shatnas in it, you can't sell it to a guy, because he might turn around and sell it to a yid, and then the yid will be wearing the shatnas. The same halacha should apply by this wheat. So if you sell this wheat to a guy, the guy might turn around and sell it to a yin, and then the yid will be drinking from, or having pleasure from, the Yain Nesach. So Rava actually backed off his tzak. Rava said we should grind up the wheat and bake it and then sell it to a guy. And if we do it in such a way that that a yid won't see us baking it, so then the guy will never be able to sell it to a yid, because it's Isser Pas Akum, that bread that's baked by a guy, it cannot be sold to a yid, because a yid won't be allowed to eat from Pas Akum, from bread that was baked by a guy. And since there'll be no way to prove that we baked it, because we'll do it now in front of any other yid, no Jew will see us baking it, we'll bake the wheat, the flour into bread, sell it to a guy, and the guy will eat it, and that'll be the end of the story. We'll get the money from the guy paying for his bread. We don't have to worry, it'll wind up back in Jewish hands, because a yid, the Jew will never buy it off the guy, because they can't eat Pas Akum, they can't eat bread that, as far as they know, was baked by a guy. Tzadik asks for a kasha on that which he said, a beggar shovel by kalayim, a beggar that has a little bit of shadness, that you're not allowed to sell it to the guy. Tzadik asks that a little bit of shadness, she's both of a roif. Tzadik proves by Sarah Bachar, Sarah Nazir, this case where a little bit of the hair from an animal that's a Bachar, or from a Nazir, that you're not allowed to derive hanah, pleasure, from the hair of a Nazir, or from the hair of an animal that's a Bachar, a little bit of the hair from a Bachar, or from a Nazir, got woven into a beggar, into a garment. It's important the Gemara Tzmura to have him with bottle, unless it's a davar chashav, a chashav of hair, or a chashav amount of hair that got woven in, but the small amount of hair, insignificant amount, it's bottle, and you don't have to worry about it. You can wear that beggar, that garment. So here also is a concept of bittul b'roiv, that most of the item is heter, and there's a little bit of iser, the concept of bittul, that it comes insignificant, and the iser gets lost, and the iser doesn't exist. Here also, you have this beggar that a little bit of shatnas got woven into it, or got lost in it, got sewn into it. Why do we have to worry about it? Why do we have to worry that one day it's going to end up back by a yid? A yid should be allowed to wear this beggar, because a little bit of klein got lost, became bottle. So, Tais has a teretz over here, the name of Yosef by Yom Tov, and let's first clarify our case. We're not talking about a beggar that a little bit of shatnas got lost in it, that there's a beggar made out of cotton or something like that, and shatnas of wool and linen together got lost inside of it, got woven, got sewn into it. We're talking about a beggar, a garment that's wool. And one thread of linen got sewn into it by mistake. Or the opposite, we're talking about a garment that's linen, and a little bit of wool got sewn into it by mistake. So based on this understanding of the case, of Yosef by Yom Tov answers that shatnas is different. Because kol ikra and isla de erev, the whole way it becomes usher is through the combination of the wool and the linen. It's hashem after wool by itself is perfectly mutter. You can wear a garment that's 100% wool, and linen by itself is mutter. You can wear a garment and an article of clothing that's 100% linen, no problem. The kach isla eruv and their combination becomes usher of loyd bali. They do not become bottle. What does Tzadik mean to tell us in this territory of Yosef by Yom Tov? So a simple understanding of Tzadik's territory is that what Tzadik means to say is that what Tzadik is telling us is that the whole issue over here is based on a combination of wool and linen. If one thing would be awesome, and a heter gets mixed into it, so then there's a lacha that was said of bittul, that you have something that's awesome, and it got mixed with heter, so if the heter is more than the issue, then there's a lacha of bittul, that the issue is insignificant compared to the heter, and the issue goes off. They don't have to worry about the issue anymore. It's bottle, it's gone, it's ice, it's finished, there's no more issue anymore. But here, what the Torah says is also is good for the combination of wool and linen, of tzemer and pishtim. Tzemer by itself is fine, pishtim by itself is fine. It's the combination of the Torah assets. The minute you have the combination, it's going to be awesome. That itself, what the Torah says, is awesome. That's a simple reading of Tzadik. There's no way you can have bittul on such a thing. Bittul is when you have one thing fighting against another thing, but over here, there's no way you can have bittul.
Sometimes that's the kash of basa b'chol. Basa b'chol is the same thing. Meat by itself is fine. Milk by itself is fine. Meat and milk come together, they become aser. So l'chayrish is the same thing as kalayim. If the sermon pishna come together, it becomes aser. And Teza said there's no way you can have dittel. So basa b'chol is also. Basa and chol is meat. Even if you have much more basa and a drop of chol, there's no way it should apply the rule of dittel. Because it's not one that's aser and one that's heter. It's the combination that the Torah said is aser. It's a bad combination, a poor combination. Meat and milk are not a good combination. You can't have them together. You can't get mixed together. And still l'chol is the mishnah chod of kukhas. If you have a drop of milk that falls onto a piece of meat, and if the milk gives time, it gives flavor to the meat, so then the whole combination of meat and milk is awesome. But if the milk does not give flavor to the meat, let's say you have 60 of meat against the one of milk, that's bottle b'shishim. The milk is bottle, it becomes insignificant in comparison to the 60 times of meat against it, and then the whole thing is mutter. The whole thing is mutter then. So, l'chayrish is the same thing as shanis. How could you have bittel? The meat by itself is mutter. The milk by itself is mutter. It's a bad combination. When you have a bad combination, there's no way you can have bittel. There's no way you can say that. One becomes insignificant compared to the other. It's not Yisrael. But Tayy says in his Torah, the shani bas b'chol, bas b'chol is different. The girl grow ahead of the bottle. The Torah tells us clearly that's bottle. Can I mean also there? It's bishul also Torah. The way the Torah says the bas b'chol, the meat and milk together also, is that what the Torah says. In Pashas Mishmatim, in three places in the Torah really, like Savasha Gadiba Chalevi, you might not cook a goat in the milk of its mother, that you can't cook the meat and milk together. And since the way the Torah says also to eat meat and milk together is through saying that you can't cook the meat and milk together. In that, the Torah is telling us that the only way it's also, if it's similar to when you cook, each thing gives flavor to the other. When you cook meat and milk, the milk is giving flavor to the meat, and the meat is giving flavor to the milk. So that's the only time a basa b'chol is also. If it's a drop of milk falls into a piece of meat, and you have 60 of meat against the one of milk, then we say that's batel b'shishim, it doesn't give any flavor. It's not similar to the case of cooking meat and milk together, and the Torah never asked that case. That case, the Torah never asked. So simple understanding of taste could be that when you have one of milk falls into 60 of meat, the reason why it's mutter is not because it's bittel, but because the Torah never asked that case. The Torah never said it's forbidden to have meat and milk together in such a case. The Torah said it's only also in the case of l'savash gadiba chleivima, where it's similar to cooking the meat in the milk. That's the only case the Torah asked. In this case, the Torah never said it's also. It's not what the Torah is referring to. And even though Taisa says the words, the garlic rub ahead of the bottle, the Torah tells us clearly that the basa b'chol in this case is bottle, Taisa doesn't really mean the regular rule of bittel, because it's not a simple case of bittel. It doesn't really mean bittel. It means that this is not basa b'chol, because the basa b'chol, which the Torah says is also, is the case where the milk is giving flavor to, and giving taste to the meat, and the meat is giving flavor and taste to the milk, just like the case when you cook them together. And indeed, the Rosh, Rosh Avihu Vayezer passes this halacha of Taisus, and he brings out the Taisus. He doesn't say the word bittel. He says in such a case, not basa b'chol. By kalayim, even if a drop of linen mixed with a lot of wool, or a drop of wool mixed with a lot of linen, that's kalayim, that's shanis, that's kisa shanis. Basa b'chol, the Torah tells us, only if it's similar to cooking. If it's not similar to the case of cooking the meat and milk together, that's not basa b'chol. The Torah never says also. Nothing to do with bittel. And indeed, if you look in the Shach, in Hilchos Kilei B'Godah, halachos of shanis, it's in the Reish Tai Tes, Sifkan Aleph in the Shach, he seems to understand Taisus. Like it also, it quotes as the Rosh and the Paiskim, and obviously the Shach, you have the Rosh, obviously the Taisus also. That's when it stands what the Paiskim, what the Rishonim mean. It says in the case where it's Batal or Tam, it's Batal Isser. If the Tam is not there, the flavor is not there, if the milk is not giving any flavor to the meat, Batal Isser, the whole Isser doesn't apply. The whole Isser doesn't apply in such a case. But it doesn't seem to mean that's a regular Bittel Barayiv. Or a regular bittul b'shishim, it means that the whole Easter doesn't exist in such a case of basa b'cholov. That's what the Shach seems to understand. Taisus, that's what the Rosh clearly says it's halacha of basa b'cholov. However, the Arad Erechayim will learn differently. The Taisus Yom Tov, the beginning of the Masechta Shkolim, he understands Taisus means a regular case of bittul. Even though we would say Masfar on their own, we say that we have two things that mutter, heter and heter, they come together. Now it should not apply bittul. Bittul is only if one is asr and one is mutter, and the mutter, heter, the mutter is much stronger than the isr, knocks it out, it makes the isr insignificant, then it becomes mutter. But if heter and heter together, they get mixed together, it should not apply the rule of bittul, even if one of the is much more than the other. But Taisus says, a chiddush over here, there's a custom, the Torah teaches us, in the words like Sabash, Gadiba, Chalevimoy, that Basim Chalov, even though it's heter and heter, because the Basim is heter and the Chalov is mutter, only when they come together do they become asr. The Torah is teaching us too, we can have bittul. Based on this, it says, and now we should learn out back to Kalib Begodim, learn out back to Shabbos. Same with Basa B'chol, it's Heter B'Heter, and still the Torah teaches us, like the Vasa B'Niba, Chalev Imoy, it applies the concept of Bittel. So we should learn out back to Shabbos, it's also applied the concept of Bittel. So he gets a little stuck in this place, Yom-tum, he says, maybe Basa B'chol is a Chiddush, it's only also a certain case, only when you cook it, if you soak the meat and milk, even for 24 hours, and there actually fed off, it's only also a Drabonon. So you see Basa B'chol has some special halachas about it, you can't announce Basa B'chol, but Yom-tum feels that this is a good kasha. The Chasam Sefer, in the Chuvas, in Yerdeh, Sim Pei Gimel, and Sim Pei Hei, wants to answer Tais Yom Tov as Kasha. The Pesach Chuvah here in Yerdeh, Sim Reish Tai Tes, mentions these two Chuvas of Chasam Sefer in short. So Sefer wants to say like this. He wants to say that you're right. We clear now from Basra Mechalov back to Shanis. But what's the case of Basra Mechalov and what's the case of Shanis? Let's discuss two different cases. We know there's two different types of cases of combinations of Taruvus in Isra Behatim, or in our case of Hetu Behatim. There's a Taruvus of Lach Balach, where two liquids get mixed together, and one gets mixed into the other, one gets absorbed, you have one getting absorbed into the other. That's one case of Bittul, that if the Hetu is much more than the Isra, so then the Isra got mixed in, it got lost, and the Hetu becomes insignificant and becomes Batul. Then you have a case of Yavish B'Yavish. Let's say you have many big pieces of meat sitting together, and one is Aser, and the rest is Motor, and you lose track, you forget which is Aser, which is Motor. You forgot, you lost track, you got confused, you're not sure which is Aser, which is Motor. Now the Isser didn't get mixed into the Heter, it didn't get absorbed, it didn't get mixed in, physically it's very strong in its place, we just don't know which is which. So that's Yavish for Yavish, dry and dry, two different dry pieces to mix together, and you're just not sure which is which. And there also, there's a law of Bitzel Baroyev, that if the Heter is more than the Isser, two pieces of Heter and one of Isser, or in some cases you have to have 60 of Heter and one of Isser, you have much more cases of Heter then you have a Issa, much more pieces of Hatha than you have Issa, the Issa becomes insignificant amongst the Hatha and also becomes Batal. And you can eat all of them. Maybe you can't eat them all at one time, one shot, that's something that we learned in your day of Simon Kofes, but it becomes Batal. One at a time for sure, you'd be allowed to, or different people would certainly be allowed to eat the different pieces, because the Issa gets lost in the Hatha. This is a case of Yavish B'Yavish. It didn't get absorbed or mixed in. It's separate pieces, but since there's so many pieces of Hatha and only one piece of Issa, so now the Issa becomes insignificant and becomes Mutter. Says the Chasam Sofer, that over here in this case of Basra B'Cholov, the milk falls into the meat and it gets absorbed into the piece of meat. And there the Torah teaches us that if you have 60 of meat against one of milk, the milk is so little, they have 60 times the amount of meat against the amount of milk you have over there, it's batal b'shishim, because it's not similar to the case of cooking meat and milk together where the milk is flavor, gives tam to the meat. Over here there's no tam. So the milk gets lost in the meat and becomes mutter. This is the case of lach balach. And here the Torah is telling us that even though by regular bittul of Isra Hetta, you can have both lach balach and yavish b'yavish, two different times you can have bittul. Here by Hetta b'Hetta, where we would say on our own, as far as logic would dictate, there's no bittul, like Taisa said, b'shem Rav Yosef Yamtiv. But Torah is telling us that bas b'chol you could have bittul. When is the Torah telling us you can have bittul? Only if it's lach balach. One thing is getting absorbed into the other. They have yavish b'yavish, different pieces get mixed together. You're just not sure which is the Isra, which is the Hetta. You lost track, got confused, lost track. The other Torah never tells us you can have bittul, b'Hetta b'Hetta. Our case of Kalayim of Shanis, when there's different threads that got sewn into the beged, so that thread didn't get absorbed into other threads. You just can't find it. So many threads here, you can't figure out which one's the linen, which one's the wool. You lost track. You can't figure out anymore. Too hard to tell. So you have a lot of wool and one of linen. You can't figure out which is which anymore. So because of that, it's not lach balach. It's yavish b'yavish. By yavish b'yavish, even though by ister b'hetter, by regular ister and hetter, if you have a piece of nevela and a piece of kosher meat get mixed together, we do have bittul yavish b'yavish. But hetter b'hetter really shouldn't have bittul. The special exist is kosher b'as b'cholov. That just kosher was always said by lach balach was not said by yavish b'yavish. The Pesach Tshuva tells us to look at the Tveres Yisrael. The Tveres Yisrael Kalayim also has a similar thing, that Basra B'Cholov over here is a case of Lach B'Lach, and the whole Kiddush that you can have Bittul by Hetta B'Hetta by Lach B'Lach, not by Yavish B'Yavish. Indeed, there's a Lavush that says there's a difference between Lach B'Lach and Yavish B'Yavish, and that's how he wants to differentiate between Basra B'Cholov, the case of Basra B'Cholov, and the case of Kalayim. The Shach asks on the Lavush that the Rosh and the Pesachim, they say a different Tveres. But the Chasam Sofer says he's coming to explain the Lavush, that the Lavush knew about Tveres, and he knew about the Rosh. He knew about the Torah, so they say. That really, Behetta shouldn't apply Bittul at all. Basra B'Cholov is a special Zeres HaKosov. But after the Zeres HaKosov, now we should went back to Basra B'Cholov to Kalayim. Now, that the Torah says, we can only learn back that she Bittul, Behetta was Lach B'Lach. But Yavish B'Yavish, that we cannot learn out. So the case of Kalayim, Mashanis, if Yavish B'Yavish, there is not going to be Bittul, because Behetta B'Hetta. What's coming out of Lach L'Maisa over here, is that if you have Isser falling into Hetta, and the Hetta is more than the Isser, or in some cases, that's 60 times more than the Isser, based on the case, if it's the same min or different min, we're not going to get into that now, then for sure you have Bittul. Hetta b'Hetta, two things are Hetta, and only the combinations with Osir, such as Kalayim, or Shanis, other forms of Kalayim, where it's the combination, that's the problem, each one by itself is fine, or Basra B'Cholov, where the Mi and the Milk, each one by itself are fine, it's only the combination of Mi and the Milk, it's Osir. Hetta b'Hetta really should not have Bittul at all. It shouldn't have Bittul. However, according to the Lavush and according to Chasam Sefer, by lach b'lach, when one gets absorbed and lost in the other, then even Hetta b'Hetta is Bittul. This is going down from Basra B'Cholov to Kalayim and to other places. However, according to the other Pesachim, you're never going to have Bittul by Hetta b'Hetta. According to the Shach, that says that clearly, that you're never going to have Bittul by Hetta b'Hetta at all. Basra B'Cholov, you understand, like the Rosh, that's a special reason over there, that if you have 60 of meat against the one of milk, it just gets lost, that's not Bittul altogether. And according to Taisa Yomtiv, Taisa Yomtiv understands that Taisa is saying that there's a concept of Bittul by Basra B'Cholov, but especially just because of Basra B'Cholov cannot be looked at the other case of Hetta b'Hetta. According to the Shach, according to Taisa Yomtiv, you're never going to have Bidlo Beheter Beheter, and according to Lavush and according to Chum Sefer, you'll have Bidlo Beheter Beheter if it's Lach Malach, one gets absorbed into the other. However, Yavish B'Yavish, with different pieces, they just lost track which is which, and there's no way to figure it out now, then you're not going to have Bidlo Beheter Beheter. That's what will come out of Machlekes, Halacha L'Maisa. Now it's important to know that the whole time we're discussing over here a case of Kalayim, a case of Shatnez that's not bottle, is if you have one in linen that gets lost in a big bag and a big garment made out of wool. Or one thread of wool that gets lost in a big garment made out of fish and out of linen. However, there's a Mishnah in Kalayim, and this is actually a Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it's a Mishnah in Tayyitas of the Shach and the Tishchuvah, and everyone in the Lush, everyone's going over here, it says that if you have, let's say, you have wool, and you have a different linen. For example, it talks about if you have wool made out of a camel. Halacha is that Shatnez only a wool from a sheep, from a lamb, that gets mixed together with linen, then there's Issur Shatnez, that you can't wear that garment. However, you have wool from a gomel, from a camel, that gets together with wool from a rochel, from a sheep, and the majority of tarfim is that they got mixed together, and the camel's wool is more than the sheep's wool. Well, let's discuss a practical case nowadays. Let's say you have wool and cotton, a wool and polyester that got mixed together, and the cotton or the polyester is roiv, is the majority, then the wool does become bottle. Because that's not hetzer b'hetzer, it's isser b'hetzer, because the wool from the sheep, that's the isser, it's not usser by itself, but as the Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva explains, it has potential to become usser mixed together with linen, and that wool got mixed together with cotton and polyester, which is complete hetzer, that has no potential to ever become usser and shatnez, because the isser shatnez does not apply at all by cotton and polyester. So if the wool got mixed into cotton, a wool got mixed into polyester, and the cotton or the polyester is roiv, is the majority, now the wool could become bottle. That's regular bit of isser b'hetzer. It could become bottle. Now afterwards, you take this combination, which is mostly cotton and mostly polyester, and you mix it with linen, it's perfectly mutter. There's no problem, because the wool already became bottle to the cotton and polyester. Now you're mixing cotton with linen. You're mixing polyester with linen. And there's no isser shanes whatsoever. And this is the case which happens sometimes. Sometimes in the lining of a beged, you'll have a wool suit, and the lining will have some linen in it, but the majority of the lining is polyester. A little bit of linen got mixed with polyester. As long as the majority is polyester, and there's a minority that's linen, so now this lining is polyester, has a lot of polyester, and the polyester lining that gets sewn into a wool suit is perfectly fine. There's no problem with shatnez. It's only if the majority of the lining is linen, and that gets sewn into a wool suit, then you have a problem with shatnez. This is something to watch out for, because very often when someone buys a suit, so they get warned, you have to take the shatnez tester to find out the shatnez, and because there's been cases of shatnez that were found, you want to look into it and find out, was shatnez really found, or was it such a case of tarfon? There was a wool suit, and there was a lining that was mostly polyester, and had a drop of linen mixed in. That's not shatnez. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no reason why you have to have your suit chopped up afterwards by the shatnez tester. There are some cases when there's a real chashash, real concern of shatnez. There are some cases where it's not real concern of shatnez. It's just this case of tarfon, which is mutar chatzilah. It's a Mishnah climb, it's a halach on Shulchan Aruch. So one should make sure they're using an erlich shatnez tester. Speak to the owner of the store, speak to the shatnez tester, make sure that they're dealing with an erlich shatnez tester who knows the halach as well, knows what is shatnez, what's not shatnez, what does have to be tested, what doesn't have to be tested, knows what's also, what's mutter, no one should have any confusion, no one should think that something is also is mutter, and what's mutter, one shouldn't think it's also, and we should all be zeichet in the kind of halachas of Vos Bechalav and halachas of shatnez properly.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.